Hi, this is a dictation for patient Robrian Hicks, R-O-B-R-E-E-A-N-H-I-C-K-S. Robrian Hicks is a patient for follow-up visit on 8-17-2022, date of accident is 3-17-2021, date of birth is 2-26-93. The pain level is around 9, focusing on neck and the lower back, and headaches. The patient reports 80% improvement in the symptoms since the time of accident, which is 3-17-2021. In this accident, she was traveling as a front seat passenger, restrained, and was hit on a T-bone fashion on their side, on her side, leading to spinning of the car and hitting another car on the tailbone. As a result of this accident, the airbags were deployed. She hit her head, and she started having severe headache along with symptoms of dizziness, loss of balance, loss of consciousness, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, and lack of focus, and the pain in the neck and the lower back with both shoulders started happening. She has had continuation of physical therapy, chiropractic, and acupuncture. The MRIs were found positive for a disc herniation and bulging disc at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, as well as the normal thoracic spine, but in the cervical spine, there's a herniated disc at C5-6, and hence the patient has not been able to do the injection treatment due to her being on Eliquis or blood thinner. At this time, patient has done some neuropsych treatments, and patient reports that she's not getting better with the further physical therapy. She would like it to discontinue, which is perfectly fine. More than a year and a half therapy has been given. And patient denies any radiation of pain, and the pain level is around 9, with the ADLs being affected are 8. Patient reports 80% improvement in the symptoms. General activity, mood, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 8. Walking ability is affected 7. In the system review, patient reports that there are severe headaches, dizziness, vertigo, difficulty sleeping, tension, lack of concentration, poor work performance, anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has stiffness of both the shoulders, neck, and the lower back, along with pain in the both shoulders, neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back. There is no difficulty walking. In the GI, there is a digestive problem, but no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, and no incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool is reported. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, so can see painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is a difficulty breathing, but denies any asthma, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient reports the pain level has remained the same, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or any weight loss. There are no other trauma reported. And current pain medication is Tramadol. Substance abuse patient utilizes marijuana, alcohol, and nicotine to control some of the pain. And compliance, the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 121/74, pulse is 68, pulse ox is 100, and the rest of the physical examination is same for previous visit of 7/21/2022. Dictation number is 0721. The MRIs that were done were discussed in length with her. Patient has a bulging disc at L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, and a herniated disc at C5-6. The patient is going to do home therapy, including yoga and surgical traction and stretching. And patient has been advised that once her Eliquis ends, then only we'll do the sacroiliac joint injection and further lumbar and cervical epidural injection. Her chest pain is now completely better, and there was a hematoma which has organized 90%, and no other treatment is needed. And the patient is otherwise stable. She'll be taken off from physical therapy. However, she'll continue on light duty jobs, focusing on work restriction of 7 hours, 6 days, 0 pounds, with multiple rest. And and it shall be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.